It is time right now for us to talk some Newman Catholic Knights football on the radio, and we have with us Rich McArdle, the head football coach at Newman Catholic. And Rich, how are you doing today? Game day.
Game day. Sun's out. We're going to do it's a good day.
You know, you get a chance to play one of the very, very best teams in the entire state with this St. Ansgar football team.
Yes, good challenge for us tonight to see where we're at.
Hey, speaking of seeing where you're at, seeing where you were at last Friday night had to be kind of fun just to be at your home stadium. And I know they packed the place last Friday night just to see the hometown kids at Newman Catholic play a football game.
It was fun to have a home game after 4 or 5 weeks on the road, and the kids responded really well.
Talk about that. What was the response like? What clicked last week for you?
It just seemed like the offense had everything going. Coach Krukenberg threw out a few new things on offense, and I tell you, Max Burt and the guys just did a nice job of executing the offense and scoring touchdowns.
Sounds like everybody got involved in one way, shape, form, or another. It wasn't one guy with all of the yards gained and that kind of thing.
Yeah, part of our game plan last week was to spread the ball out and just kind of make it difficult to figure out what we were doing exactly. And Coach Krukenberg called up a great game. We probably had, I think, 6 players that received that had a reception, and probably all 4 of the other guys ran the ball, and they ran the ball effectively.
Well, and that's the key, too, running it effectively. It's one thing to carry it. It's another thing if you can pick up some meaningful yards, and you did.
Yeah, and that really kind of makes it fun. And like you said, the guys on the offensive line just did a great job of executing. They did everything we asked of them Friday night.
Talk a little bit about game preparation now when you've got a team like this coming in from St. Ansgar. You know they're well coached. You know they've got the strong tradition. You know it's always been a great fun matchup between the two schools, not only in football but in all sports anyway.
Exactly, and that's the thing. Extremely well-coached team. They're aggressive. They know how to play good football, which makes it a lot of fun for us and a great challenge getting ready all week. We know what we're going to get. They're a triple offense team. Triple offense is tough to stop. We got to be able to, you know, it all starts with the fullback and work your way out. But they do a really good job of blocking up front. They play tough defense, and it's a tall challenge for us.
You know, when you say it all starts with a fullback, and boy, they have had some people carry the load, haven't they, through the years? How about this year's team at St. Ansgar? What do you think there?
Same thing. Good, really good running backs, explosive linemen off the ball. You know, there might be one or two guys that have the majority of the carries, but they just kind of have a whole bunch of people that know exactly what they're doing, and that's what makes good, effective football is most first and foremost, you have to know what you're doing, and then you can play fast. And that's kind of what you have with the St. Ansgar team.
Yeah, and kind of game planning. And I would guess this time of year, you probably don't see too many different things out of anybody. And through the years, there aren't an awful lot of changes anyway between the Knights and the Saints.
Yeah, and every once in a while, we put together a pretty good team that we can be we give them some good competition. By the time we played them last year, we were really down in as far as our personnel. We had 9 people out when we played them last year, which equated to about 13 starters on offense and defense. And this year we come in a little more healthy with a little more experience.
Yeah, 9 people out. I remember that a year ago, that you were the kind of the walking wounded by the time you got to this game.
Right. We didn't have Max and Doug and Holden Hensley and a whole bunch of starters, so it really made it difficult going over there last year.
So your kids get excited for games like this when you're playing a highly ranked football team?
Yeah, it sure does. You know, they know their expectations. You know, there's not a lot of question marks of what to do. It's just pretty much strap up your helmet and let's go play football.
You know, what you're talking about the health of last year's football team going into the game. It's something I have to ask all coaches this year when I'm talking to them. And Rich, no different at Newman Catholic for you, along with the bumps and bruises and football injuries that can happen. I got to ask about health too, and Have you stayed healthy in all ways this week?
This week we have. A couple weeks ago we lost Max because he was exposed to COVID. He didn't actually have COVID, but he was exposed. So we didn't have our quarterback. But since then, all the guys have been doing a great job.
And we're
pretty healthy, actually, as far as flu, sickness, COVID, or injuries, we're doing really well.
Yeah, and you know, and that injury bug thing, that's something you just never know year to year.
Yeah, it's a bunch of freak things, too, because Doug broke his arm after the play when he was going to catch himself falling down. Holden Hensley got a little bit of, he got mono. So things like that. It's just, and then our quarterback, Max Burt, hurt his foot on a quarterback sneak. So it was a weird year, and I'm glad that's over.
Yeah, and when you just kind of looking at the whole team, where you're at right now, and this is a shortened football season with postseason around the corner and so forth. Do you see this team right now where you want them to be, Rich?
I think we're still growing. We're still adding some things. At this point in the season, you want to keep improving. You should be hitting your stride pretty well. I think that's kind of what happened last week. Is the offense, everybody was comfortable in their position. We did move a few offensive linemen around, but everybody was pretty comfortable. And I tell you, they executed really well, and I was proud to see that.
Looking for a big crowd tonight, I'm sure, too, out at Newman Catholic.
I hope so.
Yeah, and Saints, the Saints fans will travel as well, too, so it should be a fun night for high school football. Wish you the very, very best tonight, Coach. Good luck, have fun, and enjoy a cool night of football.
Thank you, Tim. Go Knights.
That's Rich McCardle with us, talking Knights on the radio. Again, Newman Catholic and St. Ansgar football action on 93.9 KIA, the Country Moose, with Mark Dornkamp on the play-by-play call.